Right. Well, my view is, of course, all babies have the right to life. And just because a baby is conceived through incest or rape, it doesn't take away its right to life. That child will grow up to be 16, the same age as his mother. Does Sarah not regret not getting to hold her precious daughter's hand and cuddle her for a while?
I'm slightly uncomfortable us personalising this about Sarah. Let's remind ourselves that Sarah is fragile and she's hurting. Let's not make this about Sarah. Let's talk about in general, because it makes no difference.
Okay, Stephen, they talk about a procedure. Why don't they just use the proper word and say the killing, not the procedure? It's the killing of a baby, a human life. Nobody has the right to take another human life for any reason. You've got your life, I've got mine. Everybody has their own life. Nobody has the choice to take another person's life. God gives everybody the right to life. Nobody else.
Let me let Audrey Simpson speak to you from the Family Planning Association. Morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Steve.
How do you respond to what our last caller just said?
I think that's very distressing, the language that she's using. I also think it's incredibly disrespectful to women who at this point in time may have gone for their 20-week scan, have to make a big decision on their lives, and for somebody to come out and make judgments on them, I think it's disgraceful. We've actually carried out public opinion surveys through Millward Brown, who are a reputable market research company. We asked in 2012 if abortion should be legal when the baby is at risk of serious and permanent defects. And 42% of the people surveyed said yes, only 32% said no, 24% were unsure. And I think that's, you know, they weren't clear about it, so they didn't have a very definite view. So when you add the 42 and the 24% up, you know, that's quite significant of people who are coming out and saying, no, it is definitely wrong. So I think your caller is not reflecting people's feelings on this subject.
Well, let's let the caller respond. Go ahead.
It doesn't matter what people's feelings are, Audrey. Should 99% of people vote to have babies killed? It doesn't make it right. And it doesn't make it right what you're doing. And God does not allow it. You are flying in the face of God, killing human beings which he has created, and you will answer someday for it.
Well, there's not much I can say to that one, Stephen. I always think people lose an argument when they have to start personalising it. You know, the reality, I'm talking about the reality of it. The reality of it is that women in Northern Ireland are no different from women anywhere else in the world. And I'm talking about all over the world. I don't think that I have a right, if we want to use the term God, I don't think I have the right to play God with people's lives. I don't have a right to make a decision about their life because I don't have to live with the consequences of the decision. And there are consequences of all decisions regarding an unplanned or crisis pregnancy. I'm just thankful that I never had to make that decision. And it's also very disrespectful to women to suggest that, you know, that they make this decision lightly. Women struggle to make this decision. It's not an easy decision, but they know what they can cope with and what they can't cope with. And I think we should leave it to the woman to make that decision. We are not living their lives.
Audrey Simpson, thank you very much indeed.